Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend a conditional use number 2372 for Augusto Morales Morales for a landscaping business based on the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. Number one, the property is located on a 5-acre parcel among our other large parcels of land. Only a small portion of this site will be used for the business. It is an appropriate location for this limited type of use. Two, the site is located within a low density area according to the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan. This low impact type of use is appropriate within this area. Three, the property is zoned AR1 agriculture residential. The use of the property as a landscape business is consistent with the underlying agriculture zoning of the property. Four, the use will not adversely affect area roadways or neighboring properties. Five, a landscaping company provides a service to a wide variety of Sussex County residents and business. It has a public or a semi-public character that will benefit the residents and businesses of Sussex County. Six, the applicant stated that if any grass clippings, wood, dirt, or other materials are brought back to the site, they are composted or recycled back into agriculture use. Seven, there was no opposition to this application. Eight, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, the use shall be limited to a landscape business. B, no manufacturing shall occur on the site. This prohibition includes shredding or grinding of any materials and also includes dyeing of mulch or similar materials. C, as stated by the applicant, there shall not be any retail sales occurring on the site. D, one lighted sign not to exceed 32 square feet per side shall be permitted. E, the hours of operation shall be limited to 7 a.m. through 8 p.m. Monday through Friday and from 7 a.m. till 3 p.m. on Saturday. There shall not be any Sunday hours. The applicant shall be able to operate beyond these hours on as needed basis for limited situations such as snow removal, storm damage cleanup, and similar events. F, the area set aside for composting or recycling of materials brought back to the site shall be shown on the final site plan with the type of containment used to keep them in place. G, the applicant shall comply with all DLDOT requirements including any entrance or roadway improvements. H, since this conditional use will occupy a small portion of the property, the final site plan shall show the area where this conditional use will be located. I, the final site plan shall clearly show all areas for vehicle and equipment storage and parking, and these areas shall be clearly marked on the site itself. There shall not be any parking or storage within the property setbacks. J, failure to comply with any of these conditions may be grounds for termination of the conditional use. K, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. Mr. Chairman, that's my motion.
I second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2372, Augusto Morales Morales, for the reasons and with stipulations stated in the motion. Mr. Mears, how do you vote?
I vote yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, Ms. Wingate?
Yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Ms. Hoy Stevenson?
Yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Hopkins?
Standing.
Okay, the chair votes yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion. The motion carries 4-0. Thank you.